Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. I'm Naima Latif for On Air Daily News, Wednesday, September 28, 2022. Well, our top story today, Lauren Underwood, who is a candidate to be reelected for Congress from Illinois, is building her campaign and has spoken to audiences about that very intense conversation on reproductive health. She recently joined Vice President Kamala Harris in Plainfield, Illinois, speaking on issues of concern and reminding the voters that they have much at stake. So we'll join and address and then give some updates on weather across the world as people continue to keep an eye on Hurricane Ian. And here we are with congressional candidate Lauren Underwood.
Of
many of us, women who live in cities, in suburbs, those with and without higher education degrees, those who have private health insurance coverage, and those who don't. Too many of us have stories of loved ones who have experienced trauma and loss during what should have been one of the most joyous times of their lives. Congresswoman Alma Adams and I both recognize that the last maternal health crisis has touched far too many women and families and communities, and so we co-founded the Black Maternal Health Caucus in 2019. Together, we wrote the Momnibus, a sweeping package of 12 bills to address the key drivers of maternal mortality, and I was so honored to partner with then-Senator Kamala Harris to introduce the Black Maternal Health Momnibus Act in 2020. The Momnibus invests in empowering women at every stage of pregnancy. And through this work, we've made tremendous progress. Much of the legislation has already passed the House, and one Momnibus bill was signed into law, and that one is to support pregnant and postpartum veterans. President Biden signed it in November of 2021. We also secured new funding for the National Maternal Mental Health Hotline and funding to expand obstetric care in rural communities. The Biden-Harris administration shares our sense of urgency, and I'm so pleased about these important commitments being announced today. These new administrative actions will improve maternal care in this country and give women in Illinois greater confidence that they will be seen and heard during pregnancy, delivery, and the postpartum period. They complement the progress we are building in Congress, progress that would not be possible without the leadership of Illinois' distinguished senior senator, Dick Durbin. The Senate Majority Whip, the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and the lead Senate sponsor of the critical maternal health legislation, like the Mama's Act, which would make sure that every state follows Illinois' lead and extends postpartum Medicaid coverage to a full year. Senator Durbin, thank you for all that you do to help Illinois moms and all moms. It is now my honor to introduce Senator Dick Durbin.
And that was, of course, Congressional Representative Lauren Underwood. Lauren Underwood joins a new group, a new generation of women in Congress who were victorious in districts where they were not expected to win because of their race. And Congresswoman Lauren Underwood, an African American, is demonstrating that with a vigorous campaign and dedication to the issues that are affecting a wide range of people, victory is possible. Many have stepped up their campaigns in anticipation of the November 8th election, and in areas where early voting has started or will be starting soon, there are concerns over closed precincts and changing polling places, and candidates are urging voters to participate in early voting when they can in order to avoid possible election day mix-ups. In other news, restaurant workers, along with the supporters and community advocates, will host an online news conference on Thursday, September 29, 2022, to call on Congress members to introduce the country's first ever restaurant workers' bill of rights. U.S. Representatives Pramila Jayapal, 7th Congressional District in Washington, and Marie Newman, 3rd Illinois Congressional District, and Rashida Tlaib, Michigan 13th Congressional District, are expected to provide their remarks in solidarity with restaurant workers. Over the last 9 months, thousands of restaurant workers from around the country contributed to drafting the proposal for the Restaurant Workers Bill of Rights. Now, sharing their stories of hardship and struggles, these workers demand to codify thriving life and liberty by introducing and passing the Restaurant Workers Bill of Rights. Early organizational supporters include National Black Workers Center, Family Values at Work, National Employment Law Project, East Biloxi Community Collaborative, Jobs to Move America, Center for Law and Social Policy, CLASP, Power Switch Action, Catch Fire Movement for All, Miss Black Women's Roundtable, Mississippi and Black Women's Roundtable, Paid Leave for All, STEPS Coalition, Main Street Alliance, National Immigration Law Center, Americans for Democratic Action, ADA, Shriver Center on Poverty Law, A Better Balance. The goals of the Restaurant Workers Bill of Rights are to provide restaurant workers the right to a thriving life, healing and rest, a safe and dignified work environment, health care and bodily autonomy, participation in governance. The national press briefing announcement of the Restaurant Workers Bill of Rights comes at a time when the Restaurant Opportunity Centers, ROC, the proponents of the bill, celebrates its 20th year of committed service to nearly 14 million restaurant workers nationwide. This news conference, where lawmakers, restaurant workers, advocates, and community leaders will gather to discuss with reporters and media representatives the Restaurant Workers Bill of Rights, will be held Thursday, September 29th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time. And that will, of course, be 10 a.m. Central Time. And you can register. Go to rocunited.org/bill-of-rights/ to download a copy of the Workers' Bill of Rights. And to get the Zoom link, you can contact Communications Director of ROC United at Anthony, that's A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, at rocunited.org. That's Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, at rocunited.org. In other news, the blackdoctor.org has addressed a health issue, a mental health and wellness issue, that is quite at the center of attention for many, as our families continue to experience the crisis of divorce during these times of COVID, and as people begin to see their loved ones transition. The concern over finding a mate has increased. Finding and keeping a mate is a critical issue because now is the time when one needs to have someone who is, in fact, going to be in their corner during these critical times of health challenges. But many are hesitant to get married because marriage has become economically distressing when there is a breakup and there are fears of things such as betrayal or dishonesty or addictions or any number of issues that become unresolvable. There is a great disparity between the numbers of married couples a decade ago, 2 decades ago, 3 decades ago, and the present time. And many men are hesitant because the social conditions have changed. BlackDoctor.org, where wellness and culture connect, has issued this article on 5 qualities men look for in a wife. And after a social study, these were the top 5 issues of concern. And they say, if you want him to marry you, here's what he's looking for. According to BlackDoctor.org, ever wonder what men really want in a wife? You may think that you're wifey material, but are you really? Psychologist, minister, and author Dr. Alduin Tart reviewed the U.S. Census data that detailed that close to 83% of African-American women are married or have been married at least once by age 55 and over. So get it out of your mind that there isn't enough men out there. When it comes to finding love, commitment, and marriage, there is hope despite what you may have heard. It seems like everybody is giving out dating and relationship advice these days. I know there are an abundance of men out there attempting to give you tips on how to become a better woman. But instead of hearing it from someone else, hear it from these husbands who took a survey of the top 5 characteristics they wish for most in a spouse. Here's what they said. What husbands want in wives. And feel free to call in 515-605-9747 for our own little survey on, is this something that you feel like you agree to? The BlackDoctor.org findings on what husbands want in wives. Top 5. Well, honorable mention, number 6, was honesty. While it didn't make the top 5, honesty still is a trait that is very close to what men desire in a lifelong wife. Real men respect an honest woman. In fact, they yearn for one. A woman that possesses the ability to be open and honest about what she wants is one that can clearly articulate how she does and doesn't feel. There's nothing like it. A few of the complaints from husbands we heard was that a woman would say one thing in order to get a reaction out of her man, but in reality, she doesn't feel that. It's those games that make men question if she is the one and want to move on. In a world full of surface interaction, your true honesty can be refreshing for him. Well, number 5 was sexual fulfillment. Can you satisfy a man's desire for physical intimacy to his level of frequency and quality? Let's face it, men want to marry a woman they are sexually attracted to. One of the biggest complaints we see is that after marriage, many men complain that the beautiful, sexually daring, quote, freaky wife they dated before marriage has changed into the whole housemate instead of combining the two. Number four, recreational companion. Can you play with him and make his world more fun with you in it? Can you go to a sports game, play golf, watch a movie, travel, and do other stuff together with you and him and his friends? Can you be sociable in a number of different circles? For both sexes, this has been steadily moving up the list and become more important. No man wants to be worried about the attitude his girlfriend or wife is going to give to the friend he's trying to introduce her to. He doesn't want her to turn up her nose or be short with him. It is important that as his teammate in life, she is his teammate in all areas of life. Because today's married couples are more likely to be friends and have mutual circles of friends, it makes sense that this has become a more attractive characteristic. Coming up at number three, physical attractiveness. Can you keep your attractiveness high with self-care so that he is able to brag on you to his friends and always desire you physically? Women's looks have become increasingly important to men over the years. The trait has jumped up on the list from number 15 back in the late 50s. Looks don't usually make the top 10 list of what women want in a husband, but it has become more important to them over time, too. Perhaps because modern marriages are more likely based on love and attraction rather than practicalities like wealth or status, physical attractiveness has become more desirable for men. Does that mean you have to look like an Instagram model all the time? No. Some men say they just want a woman who takes care of herself physically and wants to look good for him, not anyone else. And on the list at number two is domestic support. Can you run a home really well? Can you make sure the kids get their schoolwork, host family events, make sure the house looks nice, cook, nurture, etc.? Many men are cool with domestic support sharing these days, by the way. Do you have a desire for home and children? A woman's desire for home and children has become less attractive to men over time. In 1939, men ranked it at number six. As women have increasingly achieved similar levels of education and career status, men have begun to perceive them as more equal partners. How to divide the labor of home and work isn't as obvious as it was to their grandparents' generation. And number one on the list is admiration and acceptance. It's not just about if you can laugh at his jokes or not. Do you admire his business acumen? Appreciate what and who he is as a person and as a man, as well as what he stands for? Wow, what a list, right? One of the worst things you can do is judge a man, especially when it comes to his past life before you. He isn't asking for forgiveness. He's merely seeking your acceptance. If he can become comfortable in divulging who he's been, then you'll never have to guess who he is. And that was from blackdoctor.org. Five qualities men look for in a wife. For more information on the latest health and wellness news, go to blackdoctor.org. This is an opportunity for many who are still seeking ways to find their own health and wellness to explore some of the possibilities when it comes to changes in diet, exercise, and general well-being. We invite you to go to onaireverywhere.com and go to the Radio TV Guide. These are wisdom teachers, voices of enlightenment that can offer information, offer inspiration, and perhaps even offer motivation for some life-changing experiences. These are communicators who are committed to sharing knowledge, giving you insight, and helping you to unravel some of the issues that may have had an impact on your success. Go to onaireverywhere.com and subscribe to those YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts by these voices of enlightenment. Tune in to the Female Solution Global Radio TV show Thursday for Soul Purpose Healing. Soulful Solutions on Thursday, Health and Well-Being on Friday, Saturday, Success Strategies with Jhana, and Sunday, Soul Purpose Healing. Every day of the week, Monday through Sunday, you have an opportunity to participate in interactive radio TV shows on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. On Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green continues to explore the tragic condition of murder-suicide and domestic violence in these times of stress and families trying to cope with COVID. Call in 515-605-9325 and press 1 when you're ready to share your thoughts. Dr. Debbie Green is a therapist and counselor and specializes in trauma. We look forward to tomorrow's show, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern. And if you're on the West Coast, that would be 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Time. And if you're in the middle, that's 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Mountain Time. But wherever you are in the world, adjust your time so you can join us live for a session on healing and contemplation and preparation for rejuvenation on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. 60 seconds. Well, that is all for now. We invite you to join us every day on On-Air Daily News, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And wherever you are in the world, adjust your time so you can join us live. And feel free to call in with your good news that you see happening wherever you are in the world. 515-605-9749. Until tomorrow, enjoy the rest of your day.